It transparently failed to do so, having made its decision without seeking input from Texas and Missouri and without inquiring about the costs Texas and Missouri bear from illegal immigration, the lawsuit states. DHS failed to consider the state's reliance interests in securing the southwest border. The Supreme Court and Regents required DHS to consider reliance interests, including states' reliance interests, especially when it changes course. Here, DHS simply did not consider any of Missouri's or Texas' reliance interests, such as increased costs for providing social services, rendering DHS's actions arbitrary and capricious. Emphasis added. The lawsuit asks, among other things, for the court to hold that Biden's termination of border wall projects was unlawful and require the administration to spend appropriated funds on border wall construction, as it was intended by Congress. The Biden administration's flat refusal to use funds that have already been set aside by Congress to build the border wall is not only illegal and unconstitutional, Paxton said in a statement. It's also wrong, and it leaves states like Texas and Missouri footing the bill. The case is Missouri v. Biden, number 6:21CV00052 in United States District Court for the Southern District of Texas. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.